This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today is the last day of FFA week, so for this Saturday's horse show, I spoke with Carly Davis, Morrisonville Chapter FFA student, about her horse project.
It was actually very unique how my passion for horses started. Before me or my sister was even born, our family of generations never even owned horses before. Actually, my dad calls them the common name of hay burners. One day when my sister was younger, she talked my dad into buying her a pony. So she took this pony to all kinds of parades and even let the FFA use the pony for the petting zoos during FFA week. A few years passed and my sister became less and less interested in horses. So I got the idea of, hey, I like being outdoors, I like animals, why not try it out? So my dad took me to some parades and I just had an absolute blast. As I got a little bit older, I became very involved in 4-H. In fact, it was one of my favorite things to do all year. From the meetings to actual showing, and then that urge of wanting to know what kind of ribbon you got after they judged everything. I then started showing at the county horse shows in all different classes like English, Western Pleasure, speed classes, and trail classes. During this time, it was actually when I got my first actual show quarter horse. It was also actually very fun and exciting to tag along with my dad and go to horse auctions. I learned what kind of signs to look for when looking for a healthy horse. I started convincing my dad and letting me get more horses because I was so excited to start attending bigger horse shows and a lot more events. I also started being on a horse judging team where I became very successful with that. You would be amazed on how much you can actually learn from horse judging practice. More years passed with 4-H and I got older and got into FFA, where I then signed up to be in the Illinois High School National Rodeo Association. This was around the time to stop with most of the slow showing classes and stick with different speed events such as barrel racing and pole bending. I just knew these were the classes for me because I have so much fun while doing them. I am now a senior and the owner of two amazing quarter horses that travel with me to all sorts of barrel races.
So from what I understand, you have these horses as an FFA project right now and keep records on them. So how's that going?
Well, I started my record books in 2010 as a freshman in high school with my Western Pleasure horse. When my ag teacher asked me if I was interested in starting a record book, all I could think about was, wow, what are record books, and why would I want to keep record books on my horses? So I thought about it, and I was like, well, why not try it out? He first showed me how to run it on the computer with Easy Records, of course. I had no idea what I was doing. After a while, I got the hang of how to put in receipts, my show and feed expenses, my show income, and my experience with horses. My 2011 and 2012 are also over my Western Pleasure horse. These years actually went by a little faster because I then knew how to keep an accurate record book on my horses. Now I have completed my 2013 and I am now starting on my 2014 for this year. My 2013 record book is on my barrel horse because this was when I decided to stick with speed events only. Over the course of the years, I have learned absolutely everything there is to know about records. In my records, it shows my business agreement that I have with my dad, like who gets the income from shows and who pays for things. Most of my expenses, though, I trade labor with my dad when he pays for something. It also, it shows for each year how many horses I have raised that year and their value of them. Also, if I were to ever have a horse pass away, then it would show that as well. And then another amazing thing about the records is that I can keep track of all my experience, in that if I have ever, when I dewormed them or when the vet came out in injections, all I would have to do is go back and look if I ever needed that information. This also shows my hours I spend each year with my horses. I am now currently approved to get my state degree, and hopefully I get to go on to get my American degree.
What are your future plans with your horses? From what I understand, you're looking at being a vet as an option, right?
Well, I plan on going to Illinois State University to major in pre-veterinary medicine, then to hopefully get accepted into the University of Illinois for vet school, then to soon have a lifelong career of being a DVM. I also plan on trying to get on a horse show team.
I know that there are plenty of judging teams, livestock judging teams and horse judging teams. There's the rodeo club at a whole bunch of different universities, so I'm sure you'll have no problem joining in on one of those if you want to. And you said that you've had a few different horses, so do you have different horses for different events that you do?
Yes, I have two right now. That I have one for barrel racing specifically and one for pole bending. When I was younger, I had a different barrel horse, and then we also had one for just strictly slow classes like halter and Western Pleasure.
And why do you have multiple different horses for that? Just because they're better individually at each of those things?
Western Pleasure is a completely different class than barrel racing. I mean, you need a horse that can just go slow at all times. And I didn't really want to get my horse confused with different events.
Makes sense. And tell me a little bit about the horses you have now. How long have you had them for?
Well, we recently just got a 3-year-old quarter horse. We had one of my barrel horses pass away due to moon blindness. And I decided to get a younger one because if I ever wanted to go to college and participate in a college elite rodeo team or something, then I could just start on her now and then hopefully finish her out on my own so I get more experience with it.
And do you have a favorite event?
Barrel racing would have to be my favorite event.
Why is that?
Because I've been doing it ever since I was younger. When I did Christian County shows and 4-H shows, I always got like first place in them. So I mean, it's just one of them classes that I have like a really strong passion for.
I'm sure that helps having those fond memories of competing and being able to do well.
Yes.
All right. Well, is there anything you wanted to touch on before we go here? Do you have any more plans for this school year with your horse or with your record books or anything like that?
Well, actually, to finish off my 2013-2014 season of high school rodeo is actually starting up in March. So, and then we'll have state finals around in August. And also, I would like to tell if any like younger kids, like freshmen, like coming up to be freshmen or something, to start on their record books their freshman year. It's a really great experience. And or even in being in 4-H right now, I mean, it's a very great experience. I learned a lot, and I wish I would have stuck with 4-H, but it was way too much with me for high school rodeo and everything. But I mean, I have learned so much from record books and being involved with horses.
I know that people really moan and complain about doing their record books and getting started with them, but once you do them, you think that they pay off?
Yes, they definitely pay off. I mean, the first year when I did mine, I really had no clue what I was doing at all. But thanks to my ag teacher, I know what to do now. We had to touch up on a few things that I forgot how to do. But I mean, now I know how to keep an accurate record book.
And that's definitely a very valuable skill to have. Well, thank you very much, Carly. It was great talking to you, and good luck with your season this year when it comes to horse competitions.
Thank you.
Again, that was Carly Davis of the Morrisonville FFA chapter. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.